Welcome to the NSH podcast. As an ongoing series, we will be having short conversations with the 2023 award and scholarship recipients. In this episode, we will be talking to the program director, Taekwana Winbush of Albany State University. They are the recipients of the 2023 Peggy Wink Scholarship. This scholarship is given to an HT or HTL NACLS approved program in honor of Peggy Wink, who was a true champion of the field of histology and had a strong passion for teaching. Let's get started. Can you tell us how you initially got into education and became a program director for the histology program?
I completed the program in 2006, so I am a product of the program. And I worked at a local hospital for a year and a half. And then I received a phone call from the education coordinator at the time, who told me that they had a position open for a clinical coordinator and asked me would I be interested in the job. And of course, I was interested. So I had a meeting with the program director, the education coordinator, and the dean of health sciences at that time. It was a very informal type meeting. And after all was said and done, I was offered the position, and so I started as the clinical coordinator first in September 2007. Then in 2014, the education coordinator at the time, he moved on to pursue other interests, and so I was offered the position of the education coordinator. So from 2014 to 2017, I was the education coordinator. And then during this time period, I also got my bachelor's degree. So we got a new dean, and she felt as though we didn't need the middleman anymore because I met all the qualifications to become the program director. So what she did was divided our programs up because we were under the medical laboratory technician program director. So she split us up and made me the program director of the histologic technician program. So from 2017 till now, I've been the program director.
So awesome that you came through the program and now you're working there. That's fantastic. Can you tell us a little bit about the program at Albany University?
Yes. So the program, the histologic technician program, was established in 2002, and it started out as the certificate program. And then in 2004, we were still known as Darton State College at the time, but now we are Albany State University. They received a portion of a rural technology grant that provided for the development of an online option for students wanting to train as histotechnicians. So this framework was put into motion in January of 2006, and this is also how I came into play of getting that position too. But the program is composed of professional courses that's integrated in a curriculum with general college required core classes. And it's composed of either two or three semesters of professional courses, and that depends on when you actually start. So you can start the program in the spring and finish in the fall, or start the program in the fall and finish in the spring. But the curriculum is designed for student success, successful completion of didactic course instruction and associated student laboratory exercises prior to placement in clinical externships. And I've already said how the, and then the online course, it provides the optional delivery method of instruction for students who, for work, family obligations, or other commitments, are not able to attend our traditional on-campus laboratory classes. And this option is also delivered in the same sequence as the traditional classes, with completion of the coursework in the two or three semester timeframe. But all of our didactic part is taught online. The only part that is taught either on campus or in a clinical setting would be our laboratory classes and the clinical externship.
That's great that you have options for everybody's needs, whether they learn better in person or virtually. What do you think are some of the biggest challenges facing histology programs today?
Well, one of the biggest challenges that I personally feel that we face is getting the word out about our existence so that we can hopefully increase the number of graduates. A lot of people do not know what histology is. Every time someone asks, you know, what is your profession? And you say histology or histotechnician, all they hear is the hist part. And they automatically think about history. And so you have to go into this detail and tell them what we do. And then it's like, oh, that's really interesting. So basically just letting people know that we actually exist and that there's more to working in the lab than a medical lab tech, or there's more to working in a hospital than being a nurse or a doctor. And then other challenges that I find that histo programs face is finding facilities or clinical facilities that are willing to take our students that may not be employed at their facility and actually mentor them during the time that they are in our program. And we found that with such a shortage in histotechs, most facilities don't have the staff needed to work with our students. And a final challenge that I thought about is having the necessary funds to purchase equipment and supplies that are needed so that we can stay current with the progression of laboratory technology.
Well, that's a great tie-in to my next question, because in your scholarship application, you mentioned that you needed some additional funding to purchase equipment. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you plan to use the scholarship funds in your program?
Yes. So we found that over the course of the past years, due to budget cuts, and not just within our university system, but also at our clinical sites that we do have, that our students are not always able to get the reagents that they need to complete all laboratory assignments. And also within our on-campus laboratory, we have a few old microtomes that need to be updated, as well as reagents that actually have been here since I've been in the program. And we also want to purchase a chemical fume hood for the lab to use in addition to the biological fume hood that we already possess. And so I want to provide our online students the required stains that they need to complete the special stain assignments that they may otherwise not be able to obtain. And I know this sounds like a lot, and it's probably more than the funds that we're going to receive from the scholarship, but we're going to look at the quotes that I've already received from various companies, and then we're going to decide where we can use the most, get the best for our money. So we're going to get the most out of the money we have access to.
Definitely sounds like you guys have a need, and hopefully this will really make a difference in your program.
Yes.
What advice do you give to your students that may help others entering the field?
Well, I had to think about this one because I'm like, what advice do I give them? But I've always thought about it. And I know some of the first things I tell my on-campus students when we're introducing ourselves in the lab, I always say that, you know, it's a great career and that you're going to enjoy and you're going to love it because I do. But I always say to remember that if you love what you do, then it will never be just a job. It will be a career. But when you stop loving what you do, then it's time for a change.
Is there any other information that you would like to share?
Yes, because this is not my first program of choice when I started out in college, but I just happened to stumble upon this program. But I don't regret my decision at all. It's been the best decision that I've ever made, and I tell people that all the time. And I've been working in the field of histotechnology in both capacities as a tech and as an educator for the past 17 years, and I still love my job and what I do as an educator. And I enjoy having a share in producing great histotechnicians that, like me, will see this as a career and not just a job.
Thank you for sharing that information. And thank you again for taking time out of your day to share information about the histology program at Albany State University. We certainly hope the funds from the 2023 Peggy Wink Scholarship help your program. Thank you for joining us today. And don't forget to check out some of our other award and scholarship podcasts.